This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day because this great nation is receiving something that many, many Americans say they want, which is a profound shift in our politics, a change in the electorate and how they feel, how they lean, how they divide. There's a provocative new piece in Politico, and it's by Stephen Shepard, who is Politico's senior campaign and elections editor and chief polling analyst. He's taken a look at the polls, and he says something big is going on below the surface. It's not just a tight race between President Biden and President Trump. It's a shift of where their key support comes from, a shift particularly among younger voters, and to some extent, among older voters, those over 65. Stephen, it's remarkable to read your piece because this seems to be going on without having attracted too much notice so far. You believe that this could be a permanent change. Maybe you can explain.
Nothing is permanent in politics. We operate kind of 4 years at a time. The one thing that I will say is that when you look at the polling, and there's reasons to both accept some of the numbers as we see them now, and also reasons to maybe be a little skeptical, but when you look at the current polling, it does look like this election, despite having the same two candidates, despite being remarkably stable and showing a very tight race, that there is something going on beneath the surface, and that is the youngest slice of the electorate, which has certainly, since 2000, trended Democratic and been reliably Democratic, is significantly less so, at least in this moment in time. And the oldest slice of the electorate, voters over 65, who have been a bulwark for Republicans, or the Republican candidates have carried them in every election since 2000, including Donald Trump twice, appear to be moving in the other direction.
So you're talking about younger voters becoming more conservative, more Republican in their orientation, at the same time that older voters seem to be more sympathetic to Joe Biden. Is that partially, you think, because it's something I don't think you mentioned in your article, could it be that some of these older voters, people themselves who are over 65, have come to resent some of the focus on President Biden's age and sort of rush to his defense because they're defending themselves?
I mean, it's certainly possible that, you know, you're talking about individual voter psychology there, that, I think that some of those voters are probably dealing with the same things in their lives, with questions about, you know, whether they can do some of the things that they were used to be able to do, and whether other people think that they are capable of doing the things that they think they can do. I think the other factor here is that the voters who are over 65 now are not the same voters who are over 65 4, 8, 12, 16 years ago. There was a piece in the New York Times this weekend about, you know, the senior citizen voters. They use sort of an all in the family as a metaphor here, that Archie and Edith Bunker were the seniors then, but the seniors now are the people who grew up in the 60s, the meatheads of the world are now the senior citizens, and so the people who comprise that age group are just different. And, you know, we have seen since 2004 with the Bush-Kerry election, and certainly peaking in 2008 with Barack Obama's first election, the younger generations, as they enter the electorate, you know, turn 18 and start to vote, be overwhelmingly Democratic in every election. You know, we'll have to see. I think in some ways they are becoming a little more Republican. In some ways they're just abandoning the Democratic Party and maybe more likely to choose third-party candidates. But to the extent that there's a break among the youngest core group of voters who don't remember Barack Obama, for example, you know, I think we may see that rear its head in this election, and that has big ramifications for the coalitions that the two candidates are seeking to build for November.
What do you think there is about Donald Trump that seems to have new attractiveness to young voters? Why should he be doing better all of a sudden among younger voters?
Well, I think there is a disillusionment with President Biden. Whether it's on an issue like the war in the Middle East, or you mentioned how older voters might be perceiving the president's age. You know, for younger voters, that may be a more potent line of attack. You know, young voters are less likely to say they approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president than older voters. They're more likely to say that Joe Biden's too old to be president than older voters. At the same time, I'm not sure Donald Trump has this sort of newfound appeal. You know, younger voters are more likely to say that Donald Trump committed crimes than older voters are.
And maybe they're conscious of their own crimes, right?
They don't necessarily have that. There's no new shine on Donald Trump. However, I think if you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, the 2016 election is turning age in history for you. And the 2020 election, and some of the actions after the 2020 election may not be front of mind either. So, you know, it's easy to look at voters in that age cohort and say that they have short memories, but the reality is they do.
Well, could it be this? I mean, because you have among younger voters a great many people who would be called upon to fight any war that we get involved in. Trump has this time emphasized again and again and again that during his previous 4 years he didn't get in a major war, and claiming that he is the only recent president with that distinction. Could that be part of the appeal?
I suppose that's possible. I think some of his rhetoric is just as bellicose, though, and that could kind of swing in the other direction. I'm not sure for voters, for young voters right now, that that's front of mind. I think some of the issues around the economy, being able to find a job, being able to pay for their education. You know, you saw President Biden yesterday campaigning in Wisconsin on student loan reform. Near Madison, obviously the big state university there, a place where in their primary just last week, you saw a little bit of weakness for Joe Biden among Democratic base voters, with about 15% of voters in that county choosing uninstructed on their ballots. I think from the president's perspective, his campaign seems to recognize that they have some issues with young voters, and they're trying desperately to fix them, especially in states like Wisconsin, which we know are going to be the states that are going to decide the next president.
Right, and we're incredibly close, Wisconsin, both in 2016 and 2020. Stephen Shepard, piece in Politico, says at the top, the polls are suggesting a huge shift in the electorate. Are they right? He also talks about some potential flaws in the polling that leads to some contradictory results, and leads people to believe that, well, maybe this perceived difference or shift could be overstated because of polling difficulties. Stephen, I appreciate your joining us, and I appreciate your perspective, which should raise questions everywhere. Coming up, speaking about President Biden stumping in Wisconsin, he also bragged in Wisconsin about ignoring the Supreme Court. Is that really something appropriate for a president to brag about? And then there is the sentencing of James and Jennifer Crumbly as well, which we will come up to, and more on the MedVet Show. We'll be right back. be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, go over to our Substack. We just have a new podcast there that is about the year of eclipses and earthquakes, putting that into context. There are many people who are trying to draw a deeper meaning, a biblical meaning, and we talk about some of the coincidences that have led to those conclusions. And also to a reflection of another year that was called the Year of Meteors, where there was an unprecedented meteor shower that was back in 1860. And that heralded some epical events that occurred shortly thereafter. It's all at, available at Substack right now. Just go to michaelmedved.substack.com. And meanwhile, also be aware of the special sale, super special spring sale. 50% off on either plan, a MedHead basic plan, which is now down with that 50% off. It's down to $2.50 a month. It's pretty amazing. And the MedVed History Store Library, where you can learn the whole rich history of the American Revolution, of the period leading up to and during the Civil War and after the Civil War, Reconstruction, biographies of President Reagan, Theodore Roosevelt, Dr. King, and much more. All available, the History Store Library, the entire thing. Literally several hundred hours of inspiration and education. It's 85% off. It's never been this low. And I think I can say with some certainty, because I have something to say in the matter, it won't be this low again. 85% off. Shop now. Go to michaelmedved.com and be a part of this grand experiment called America by appreciating American history. Meanwhile, in American history, the first parents ever to be charged and then convicted for a mass shooting performed by their child, this led to their sentencing today to 10 to 15 years each. After facing the victims during a sentencing hearing in a Michigan courtroom. This has to do with the shooting back in 2021 at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit. And the two parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, were sentenced one after another by Circuit Court Judge Cheryl Matthews as they appeared together for the first time since they attended joint hearings before the landmark trials were separated last fall. This is what it sounded like.
Each act or inaction created a ripple effect. Therefore, an out-of-guidelines sentence is appropriate and proportional. The court uses the useful tool of the legislative guidelines, which embody the principles of proportionality, while also taking into account the nature of the offense and the background of each defendant. I believe that the following sentences would be in the best interest of justice and are reasonable and proportionate to the seriousness of the matter and the circumstances surrounding each defendant. With regard to Jennifer Crumley, it is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumley, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections. You will have credit for 858 days. As to Defendant James Crumley, it is the sentence of this court that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections, that you receive credit for 858 days.
And these sentences at the same time that their son is enduring a life sentence. Before she was sentenced, Jennifer Crumley told the court that while she felt deep remorse, regret, and grief about the shooting that led to the death of four of the classmates of her son, she also deflected some of the blame onto school officials and took offense to the prosecution's strategy of portraying her as a neglectful mother. "We were good parents," Crumley said. "We were the average family. We weren't perfect, but we loved our son and each other tremendously." James Crumley expressed also remorse, and he explained to the judge that he did not know beforehand about his son's planned attack on his school, and he told the victims' families directly that he would have acted differently on the day of the shooting. Jennifer Crumley said she wouldn't
have acted differently, and which is outrageous, and also insisted that we loved our son and loved each other tremendously, and she refused to accept the fact that they were flawed parents. So how do you insist that you are a good parent if it results in your son, while he is living with you? This is not somebody who was influenced by his parents years ago. He was living with his parents, and he planned and executed and got the weapon to commit these murders. Again, if for anyone wishing the best for our children, those of us who have children, the idea that you didn't do anything wrong, if something this grotesque occurs, that seems extraordinarily dubious. Meanwhile, speaking of extraordinarily dubious, President Biden was in Wisconsin bragging about ignoring the Supreme Court as part of his scheme to unilaterally cancel student loan debt. This is clip six.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't, that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt.
Okay. The idea that this is just free money that grows on trees, it's extraordinary. And as Kamala Harris says, we'll take a listen to what she had to say on this issue. They're talking about giving loan forgiveness to people who didn't even graduate. Why is that appropriate? And how does that work? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in a landmark case.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability Facility of Child and Senior Care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters predict that intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the latest Biden student loan forgiveness. This is not a student loan reform, because you can't change a loan to make it disappear when it's inconvenient for you to pay for it. I mean, the terms of these loans were all things that families got into very directly and very knowingly. And the position that is taken by Kamala Harris, which is the same position as the administration she represents, is just extraordinary when you put it into context. This is clip 8.
Today, then, building on the work that we've done thus far, I'm announcing a new plan to forgive more loans for 25 million more Americans, including millions of our public servants. And that means, for example, if you've paid undergrad loans for 20-plus years or graduate loans for 25 or more years, your loans will be completely forgiven, regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate. So I'm going to repeat that. If you've paid undergraduate loans for more than 20 years or graduate loans for more than 25 years, those loans will be completely forgiven, regardless of your income and even if you did not graduate.
Okay, why to add even if you did not graduate? I don't understand that. Because the biggest problem we have with the cost of college today is not the people who actually go to college, they complete a degree, do it in 4 years. Over half the people who start in a four-year college and university don't complete their undergraduate degree within 6 years. And the idea that the federal government, that the taxpayer, in effect, because, again, I know that Rachel Maddow, who we're going to hear from in just a moment,
Rachel Maddow says, well, this isn't the government's money. This is the money of the big banks. Well, it's money that would either otherwise go from the big banks to the government or otherwise be repaid to the bank. Where does the money come from? It's magic. Because they say that whether you graduated from college or not, you should be having the loans canceled. What about the people who paid off their loans? What about people who worked very hard, paid their loans on schedule, sometimes paid their loans ahead of schedule? What do you say to them? If you're going to add on 25 million more people who, just because they have Biden and Harris, who want to basically buy votes, which is what you're doing, they're not doing well among young people, and so they go to a very big college university state, Wisconsin, where one of the leading state universities is located in Madison, and they make this promise, whether you graduate or not. And the fact that this has already been thrown out by the Supreme Court, it's not because the Supreme Court thinks it's a bad idea, though I think it's a bad idea, but it's the Supreme Court just doesn't see how the President of the United States, without the approval of either House of Congress, has the right to do this. Rachel Maddow, though, is defending Biden's SCOTUS-defying bailout, and sounds like this. This is clip 11.
The substance is straightforward and important. The politics are straightforward and important for President Biden. But just as important are the politics on the other side. Republicans already sued and successfully blocked one of President Biden's plans for forgiving student loans. After President Biden pivoted to use a different program to forgive more student loans, Republicans sued to stop that one, too. Now President Biden has announced this latest plan today in Wisconsin, and so new Republican lawsuits against that one are expected any minute as well. And just think about what that means. Just like step back from that for a second. Republicans are suing over and over again in multiple states. Republicans are suing to make sure that Americans have to pay more in student loans, to make sure that you have to pay more interest to banks on your student loans. That is what they are offering America in this election year. Isn't that what America most needs, for banks to make more money off people who took out loans to go to college? Isn't that really, you know, morally, isn't that a real justice issue for America?
Okay, justice is if you have made a contractual commitment to pay off the loans, you pay off the loans, especially when the federal government is involved. These are not private bank loans. Where does the money come from? You don't, can't just say to a bank, what about saying to a bank, for other people who are struggling, well, you have to forgive their loans. What that does is a radical assault on the whole integrity of the system, for goodness sake. And that's truly a bizarre and illogical lack of an argument. Meanwhile, there's another decision, and a decision that really does need resolution in the halls of Congress, particularly the House of Representatives. This is Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, this time not chastising Israel, which he got famous for a couple of weeks ago, but talking about the urgent need to do something about Ukraine's struggle for survival. This is Senator Schumer of New York, clip one.
As the Congress gavel goes back into session, I also urge Speaker Johnson and House Republicans to snap out of their paralysis and pass the Senate's National Security Supplemental. The situation in Ukraine is desperate. Speaker Johnson has now sat on his hands for 55 days as the National Security Supplemental has collected dust in the House. That's 55 days of America standing on the sidelines while our friends in Ukraine fight and die on the battlefield with no support. 55 days of our European allies wondering when the U.S. will step up. And with each passing day, Ukraine continues to run out of more ammo, continues to run out of soldiers, and continues to run out of hope that can successfully expel the Russians from their borders. And let's be blunt, the biggest reason Ukraine is losing the war is because the hard right in the Congress has paralyzed the United States from acting. That's it. That's the reason. Speaker Johnson has to decide for himself whether or not he will do the right thing for Ukraine, for America, and for democracy, or he will allow MAGA Republicans to hand Vladimir Putin alone.
Okay, it is a real problem. I noticed that Ken Buck, who member Republican, very conservative from Colorado, who is leaving the House of Representatives. In fact, I think he has just left, has just talked about part of the holdup in getting any authorization for the desperately needed support for Ukraine has been from Marjorie Taylor Greene. And he referred to Marjorie Taylor Greene as Moscow Marge. That's fair. Well, not because she's working on behalf of Moscow, but she's working on behalf of Moscow winning the war. Meanwhile, the conversation continues, and the conversation continues about Israel. The interesting question posed by Senator Tom Cotton. He was interrogating Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, is why does Israel, as opposed to other countries in the midst of a serious war, have the responsibility to provide humanitarian aid? How does that work? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved show, more debate with Congress back in session, and being pushed, and appropriately so, the U.S. Senate, they got 70 votes, Republicans and Democrats, to authorize the supplemental appropriation to provide aid to Israel, aid that had already been committed by the United States, by the way. Aid to Israel and to Ukraine. In part of the ongoing debate, Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama addressed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin at a Senate hearing. And this about basically the war aims for Ukraine and for the United States aid. This is Senator Tuberville and Secretary Austin's Secretary of Defense, clip 7.
I heard Secretary Blinken say last week in Brussels that Ukraine will soon be in NATO. You agree with that?
That's the goal of the NATO members, is to at some point bring Ukraine into NATO. And that's certainly something that Ukraine wants to see.
If you're Russia, would you want that? I'm just asking. I mean, we're playing games with Russia right now. I just want to understand why we would do that.
Certainly, if I was Russia, I would not want that, Senator. I would also not want Finland and Sweden to be a part of NATO, and they are. And the reason that they are is because Putin invaded his neighbor, and you know, without provocation, without justification, and so that's why we want. That's why we are where we are. And you know, instead of making things better for himself, he enlarged. He had the effect of enlarging NATO, which obviously creates worse conditions for him.
Well, it shouldn't create worse conditions for him, because it will reduce the chances of going to war. The idea that Vladimir Putin has something to say about Ukraine for its own defense with a very hostile Russia that had already begun sending unauthorized guerrillas over their boundaries and had caused all kinds of casualties in the Donbass, to say that Vladimir Putin gets the only say about Ukrainian territory and what happens with it and what happens with the people of Ukraine wanting to join the Western alliance, that's an outrageous position. And again, the notion that there are people like Senator Tuberville who lean to supporting Vladimir Putin above supporting the policy of aiding Ukraine, which is endorsed by overwhelming majorities of Americans and overwhelming majorities of people in Congress, if only Speaker Mike Johnson would actually allow them to vote. And part of that supplemental vote also includes Israel. And Senator Cotton, I think, trying to bring out a number of points in Israel's favor, also questioned Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. This is clip 9A.
I want to address what the protesters raised earlier. Is Israel committing genocide in Gaza?
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yeah.
Better than Director Burns and Director Haynes did last month at the Intelligence Committee when they dodged that question. You stand accused by those protesters of greenlighting genocide. Would you like to respond to that accusation?
What I would say, Senator Cotton, from the very beginning is that we committed to help assist Israel in defending its territory and its people by providing security assistance. And I would remind everybody that, you know, what happened on October 7th was absolutely horrible. Numbers of Israeli citizens killed, and then a couple of hundred Israeli citizens taken hostage.
American citizens as well. So you deny the accusation that you greenlit genocide?
I absolutely do not.
Okay. For the record, I don't think Israel is committing genocide. I don't believe you greenlit genocide either.
Okay. I'm glad that he brought that out. But then he put this question, which is a profound question. And frankly, I'm sort of surprised I haven't heard it asked other than from Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. This is clip 9B.
You talked a lot with Senator Reid about Israel's responsibility to provide aid in Gaza. Why does Israel have a responsibility to provide aid to Gaza? Israel was the victim of an unprovoked vicious attack on October 7th. Why should they provide aid to the aggressor nation? Or aggressor, Gaza's not a nation, to the aggressors on October 7th? We didn't provide aid to Germany and Japan during World War II.
What we did provide aid to and assistance to many of the countries that we've operated in recently.
But not in World War II. If you had been in George Marshall's or Dwight Eisenhower's position in World War II, would you have wanted to provide aid to Germany?
I really do believe, Senator, that if they want to create a lasting effect in terms of stability, then I think that something needs to be done to account to help the Palestinian people.
I get that, but they're in the middle of the war. Like we believe that too after World War II. That's why we had the Marshall Plan. That's why we rebuilt Japan. But that was after the war was won, not in the middle of it.
Okay, again, a very strong point from Senator Cotton, and good for him. Meanwhile, a dramatic piece of news, which may have a very big impact on the election coming up. An Arizona Supreme Court decision today could virtually end all abortions in the state, and it puts the issue front and center in the 2024 battleground that will play a crucial role in deciding the next president and the Senate majority, because Kyrsten Sinema, the independent who caucuses with the Democrats, is leaving the Senate. She's not running for re-election. And there's a race between Kerry Lake, who is strongly supportive of President Trump and strongly supported by President Trump, against Ruben Gallego, who is Gallego, who is a member of Congress and a former Marine and a mainstream Democrat. The Democrats immediately pounced on the ruling, which will allow a law first passed in 1864. That was before Arizona was a state. Arizona only became a state in 1912. So this goes back to a territorial law, and it allows that law to go back into effect. It permits doctors or others to be prosecuted and serving up to a 2-year to 5-year sentence for performing any abortion at any time unless the mother's life is in danger. It does not include exceptions for rape or incest. Democrats blame former President Donald Trump for the loss of abortion access after the U.S. Supreme Court, reshaped by his three appointments, ended a federally guaranteed right to abortion and allowed for the enforcement of state laws like Arizona's. Now, the idea that this is going to be an immediate and hot issue in Arizona, I believe that it probably will be. And it seems hard to understand how Republicans are going to deal with this. According to Axios, Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake has come out against the Arizona State Supreme Court ruling that bans nearly all abortions with exceptions only to save the mother's life. Lake's opposition makes clear how painful this issue is for Republicans, and her attempt to make herself more palatable to moderates and independents as she runs for Senate. I oppose today's ruling, and I am calling on Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, the woman who beat her for governor in 2022, and the state legislature to come up with an immediate common-sense solution that Arizonans can support, Lake said in a statement. But Lake said in 2022 that the near total ban the ruling upholds is a great law, and said it sets an example for other states. This is going to be a very big issue in the state of Arizona unless the legislature gets together and on a bipartisan manner does something to change that 1864 law, which probably will happen in Arizona, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.